you out of your minds? Are you all out of your mind? Your mind, your mind, your mind.
And to the C students, I say, you too can be president of the United States.
Kissing cousin, hey, there's nothing. I mean, I don't really think about this as a problem of marrying first cousin.
So they all go vegan and wages and picket lines. I don't know, they're not awfully disgusting in purgatory, are they?
I would not, could not, with a goat.
I think the problem with people like this is that they are so stupid that they have no idea how stupid they are.
Welcome to the Crab Diving Show with your hosts, Ryan Pfeiffer and Patrick Vile.
Friday, everybody, it's Crab Diving, Not Really Live, coming at you from Los Angeles, California, Koreatown, US of A. It doesn't matter what time it is, because I don't think we're streaming out live this time. We're recording it as a podcast, as we have some technical difficulties while we try to connect, so you may be just listening to us as a podcast or a rerun here on the Crab Diving Network, streaming 24/7. However, whenever, wherever, etc., you receive us, we appreciate the F-U-C-K out of it. Thanks for joining us this lovely, faithless Friday. My name is Patrick Vile.
My name's Ryan Pfeiffer. Thanks for joining the Crabs.
Thanks for joining us. Apologies. It's been a fuck all week, man. We had tech difficulties. Tuesday.
You nearly had to go to hospital.
I had tech difficulties yesterday. Today... we're having the
fucking
internet tech difficulties again. I think Giuliani and the FBI are out to silence us.
You don't think it's Jesus?
Or bad sausage.
There is no bad sausage.
Right. Sorry, yesterday, no show. I was stricken. Have I ever called in sick for the show? I don't know.
No.
That I think maybe I've soldiered through before.
Not
who knows?
At all.
But sorry, I couldn't. I just couldn't. It was something you vomited on Wednesday night.
Yes.
After the sausage meal.
Yeah, yeah.
Kate, who got the tiniest of square of a nibble.
A tip.
Of sausage, blew her guts out in the middle of the night.
Blech.
And then I woke up shortly after that. And everything, because I'm such a fragile little flower, everything that happens to me morphs into an immense migraine. So whatever vomitus and et cetera I was doing also triggered one of the hella migraines I've had in a long time. So I sometimes I can usually function a little bit, but yesterday...
those are so fucking horrible,
I couldn't
man.
Even get out of the bed. So the dog kept checking on me to see if I was dead.
Hey, but the Cubs won.
Cubs, yeah. Hey,
fuck yeah,
everybody. Beyond excited. It's not what caused the illness yesterday, by
who
the way.
Knows,
somebody
man.
On Facebook messaged me and was like, oh, you're hungover.
Right.
And I was like, no, I am not.
You know, the last time the Cubs won the World Series, the Ottoman Empire was a thing.
Right. It was a bunch of footstools running around.
Yes. And no sliced bread. Sliced bread had yet to be invented.
Damn.
I know.
Pre-sliced.
Oh, right.
I think
people knew you
people
could slice it.
People had sliced it in time before that.
Like, goddamn, this loaf is hard to chew.
Right.
Why don't you slice it, stupid?
God, humans are dumb. If they just figured out you could cut that shit.
We're dumb as fuck, by the way.
Yeah, look at this country.
If you've been looking at the fucking news.
Yeah, all kinds of shit going on. Today is Faithless Friday, ladies and gentlemen. We let our non-belief dangle out a little bit more, especially in regards to the politics and stuff, but we'll also get to the regular news, the headlines. Let's see what's going on out there in those headlines.
Oh, yes.
For these mainstream media characters to get all wee-weed up about that.
From the Crab Diving News Studio, high atop the Crab Diving Tower, Los Angeles, California. Dateline, November the 4th. 2016.
The year of our Lord.
These are your headlines.
I almost fucked it up.
Man, you were poised, ready to go.
Yeah, yeah.
Over at the Commie, Pinko, Liberal, Huffington the Post.
Yes.
We should have the Jeopardy music playing as my computer takes a moment.
Is it loading? Is the top story Steven Seagal defects to Russia?
No, I think finally,
what a load.
After this came out yesterday, now apparently some media is starting to pick it up. This one I've been screeching about all morning on the Twitter. By the way, tweet us. Well, during the show, it doesn't matter now, but tweet us anytime at Crab Diving. One
Trot
word, C-R-A-B-D-I-V-I-N-G. You can also sling us a message over at our Facebook page, which is facebook.com/crabdiving. And text us if you know us. Leave a message on our voicemail machine, 323-601-5427. If it's funny or, really hate-filled, we'll play it.
Right. And if you happen to know our username and password for that Skype account.
Oh,
do you really?
Yeah, of course.
Shit. Okay. Well, never mind.
Every once in a while, we get a bizarre message on it, which, do they have cam girls on Skype?
I assume
that there's also, the cam girls have also made it to Skype.
Well, maybe these Russian chicks are interested in what Putin's doing, in our opinion. Who knows?
Did you see that
Putin
story? Samantha Bee, I put it on our Facebook, but Samantha Bee went to Russia and found one of these social media gulags dens where these people have 100 accounts.
Yes.
And they log in and she interviewed them. They get paid.
Yes.
To put anti-Hillary and pro-Trump shit all over
insane.
The internet. She said when they were talking to her, she was posed as a Nebraska housewife or something like that.
Right.
Like this is her persona on Facebook. So, I mean, they're fucking with our election. That should be the number one story. That's
it
what's
really
wrong with
be.
This country, is that they're so fleeced by their hatred of Hillary that and their evil leaders are taking advantage of it.
And no one cared that Trump's ex-campaign manager got a big bag of cash from Russia, some payout.
And except Rubio, who inexplicably has scruples when it comes to that.
Yes, there must be a reason. A motive.
Yeah, well, if Trump wins and it all goes to Russia, he could be pointing and say, look, I told you.
He's the one guy.
Because not a hell of a lot of them. Well, yeah. There's others. But Rubio surprised me as coming out and saying.
Yeah, yeah. It took him long enough.
He must have really decided. He must know that Trump's going to lose Florida. He probably has some internal polling, and he knows that Trump is going to lose Florida, which means doomed. So
bye-bye, dummy.
Yeah, unless he can somehow take...
Is he going to win Utah?
Wisconsin, Ohio, Michigan, Iowa. It ain't looking good for... It ain't looking good. Yeah. It ain't looking good in Ohio. I mean, in Wisconsin.
That was a Howard Dean scream.
It was.
The Howard Dean scream.
Howard Dean went, and it torpedoed his presidential election aspirations.
You know, it's weird.
Donald Trump is grabbing women by the pussy, and we're like, why not? Let's put him in there.
Howard Dean screamed, Donald Trump made fun of the guy with the disability.
Yes.
Mercilessly in front of people on purpose.
There's an endless line, an endless supply of shit that Trump hath done. And
I liked Howard Dean better after he screamed. I don't know why. I thought it was weird. I loved it.
Yeah, I didn't understand that one either. I mean, it's okay. He got a little excited and went, but
can no one identify with that? Howard Dean was in front of people trying to
I didn't
be
think
exciting.
That was disqualifying.
My God. The guy's
not
trying.
Like he fucked a 13-year-old.
No, oh, please. He screamed. He's not a pedophile.
Surely, finally, over at the HuffPo, they're getting wind of... there's two stories that are just making me crazy these days that it's not more in the news. This is one of them, finally.
Yes.
The other one is, we'll talk about that, this North Dakota thing that's going on.
Oh, yeah.
It's making me fucking crazy. The HuffPo, all red, all caps, headline, Rudy Bombshell, FBI insiders leaked to Trump campaign. So, Giuliani, they probably want to just club him over the head
on
the Trump campaign because he opened his damn mouth. And it started with this. There was this, the story of, it was Friday,
yes.
Thursday or Friday, What, today's Friday. I'm all discombobulated. It was a day or two ago.
Right.
And the story leaked out. And Fox, of course, grabbed the ball and ran for the fucking end zone.
And the shaft.
Even though it was the wrong end zone.
They don't care. Whatever hole.
And I think it was Brett Baer.
Oh, God.
Who like broke the news that the FBI leaked. It says that they're way into investigating Trump Foundation now. Or not Trump Foundation. God damn it. Clinton Foundation now.
Oh, yeah.
Trump Foundation isn't.
Sure.
Probably hardly happening.
They can't operate because some attorney general told them, hey, you're corrupt. You can't be a charity anymore.
But the FBI, if what is coming out is true, is probably not even bothering because Trump is their dick lord.
Right.
He's
their dick lord? I am your dick lord.
And there's no problems down there.
Oh, yes. Oh, right. That's right. He's got a big, thick cock.
So
like a Coke can.
They broke the news on Fox that this another bombshell.
What?
Was that the FBI is a sea hair away from dragging her off the street, throwing a black bag over her head.
Tase her.
And throwing her in shackles.
Right.
And they're going to take her on a stockade parade. Right. They're going to drag her from city to city so that all these vile Trumpalos can throw rotten fruit at her like they've been wanting to do for 20 some years.
Will rectal rehydration be involved?
Please pay extra for that. Oh, for her or for,
oh, yes,
for the audience? Sure. I thought maybe you'd sign up for the little.
There's a line
for a.
A lot of people into that, man. Fill her up
into a little rectal douche.
Yeah. Two quarts.
So yeah, according to Rudy Giuliani,
fuck you.
The
what a douche.
Completely off. Off the rails, unhinged, lunatic.
Yeah, he's unhinged.
Crazy former mayor of New York. It's at the HuffPo. And over on the right, they are still calling it 98% chance Clinton, 1% Trump. It is a commie lib site.
Yes.
They are very optimistic compared to a lot of the rest of the places. I saw 538 has it down to 66% now.
Oh, shit.
It was up in the 78s, 80s. But these idiots bought into the fake furor over the FBI letter to Congress. And so here is Giuliani now basically...
What a fucking buffoon he is.
Confirming that... He knew about something.
Yes.
Well, here is him 2 days before the news dropped.
Right.
That about this this latest bombshell.
Okay.
That the FBI is going after Trump Foundation, I think.
Right. I can't wait.
Maybe this is emails. This might be emails.
When did this guy turn into such a fucking load?
I think this is the email letter from Comey. 2 days before the email letter dropped, when Trump was on the ropes,
yes,
pummeled and dropping,
battered,
before Comey managed to help turn some of the election around and make it scary again. Here's Giuliani on CNN, Fox News, of course.
Russ,
I'm surprised at you that you're going to hear about in the next 2 days. I mean, I'm talking about some. Pretty big surprise.
Oh, yeah, I heard you say that this morning. What do you mean?
You'll see. We've got a couple things up our sleeve that should turn this around.
The FBI had...
In 2 days. And 2 days later...
Oh, my God. He is such... What kind of douchebag is he? We got a couple things up our sleeves.
Well, so now last night and today there's a... Is it Daily Beast? I think it might be that Blake Farenthold guy again. Or maybe not. It might, let me see which journalist this is. But
right,
where they found out that there's this connection. Hold on, he's bringing out more of the Russian connection and
shit.
But this is the he found out an FBI connection that there's a group in one of the FBI field offices in New York, they think this is where it leaked from, and that he's been there, and it's, he called it, or one of the FBI insiders there called, said it's Trump Central.
What do
at
you
this
mean?
FBI, they love them.
They're
they want to make America
him?
Great again, and they're the ones who leaked this information and told Julie fucking Ani, who is got his tongue up Trump's orange rectum.
Oh, he can't get enough.
And Giuliani went out and couldn't contain himself 2 days before. He's like, oh, we can't, just wait 2 days. Just wait 2 days. Oh, I'm not gonna. I can't
he's
tell
the
you.
Guy,
but in 2 days, I can't tell you.
He's got a big mouth.
But so then today and. God, I hate to fucking give credit to Steve Doocy.
Yeah, yeah.
And ugh. Fox and Fiends.
Ugh, don't do that.
But something inexplicably, they got him to basically admit, sure, oh yeah, I knew. I knew about the email to Congress.
He knows
before it went.
Oh my God.
Who the fuck is he? He's nobody.
Yeah.
He's a paid surrogate for Donald Trump.
Absolutely.
So why is he privy to this bullshit? Well, he's got operatives inside the FBI, and he's walking around saying on the news shows, oh, the FBI is ready to revolt. They're ready to revolt. They're just pissed that they haven't yet convicted her.
Why don't they convict her? I mean, they've had so many hearings. They've had so much.
He's alleging that it's the Justice Department and the evil Muslim Kenyan cock of Obama.
It's not
getting
the fact
in the way
that there's no evidence to convict her of anything. It's not that.
There's plenty of evidence.
Okay.
I was a prosecutor.
Are you sure you're not Sylvester the cat?
Here is Rudy Giuliani on Fox and Friends. Oh, I apologize. God. Cram a tampon.
I got something up my sleeve.
Cram a tampon or two in your ear to protect the from the blood that's going to come out when you have
Kate,
to hear this shit.
Bring me my Kotex.
And it says, I'm just looking up at the Chiron at the bottom. Says something about global warming, but it's
oh, yes.
Here we go. Rudy Giuliani, Steve Doocy, the blonde. And
wait, who is the blonde?
Brian Kilmeade.
Is that Hasselbeck?
No, she's long gone.
Is she really?
You're two blondes back.
Damn.
Is
it Sybil Shepherd?
Actually, no. I think this person replaced.
Right.
Elizabeth, and before that, it was the one who sued Gretchen Carlson, right?
Oh, right?
She was
absolutely. But we don't know who this blonde is.
Not that being blonde has anything to do with it, or legs and short skirts or anything.
Yes, is this Pamela Anderson?
Even though this is still part of the, this panel was still put together by Roger Ailes.
Oh, okay.
Here they are, Fox News. Here's Rudy Giuliani confessing.
I had expected this for the last. Honestly, tell you the truth, I thought it was going to be about 3-4 weeks ago, because way back in July this started. I think they kept getting stymied, looking for subpoenas, looking for records. You know, she said in her interview, for example, that she
they kept getting stymied by the judicial process, where you got to get a subpoena, you got to get a judge to agree that there's evidence and shit like that. You know. They're getting in their ways.
Am I just hearing him wanting to be the guy that knew all along?
Oh, sure.
Is he trying to look like a big shot? Is he just bragging?
Right, what else has he got?
I've been in on this from the start, and then he fucks everything up.
People got sick of his 9/11.
God, you can't trust this guy.
I was mayor during 9/11, you know. They got people are sick of hearing that shit, so
yes.
now he's doing
we
this.
We know.
Didn't have a memory of her exit interview from the CIA because she lost her memory after the concussion. The FBI agents who did that did what any good FBI agent would do. They wanted corroboration of it. They wanted to get the medical records that showed, is she telling the truth? God bless her, she is. Or is she lying? In which case, that's Martha Stewart. Mm-hmm. You get indicted. They weren't allowed to get the medical records.
Yeah, of course.
Well, you do that to an honest FBI agent. I mean, just an honest guy doing his job. Swore.
You hear Doocy?
Oh, yeah.
Of course.
Oh, yes.
Of course.
God,
so
they
he's talking about the FBI like they're nonpartisan.
Right.
Completely neutral.
Oh, sure.
And they're just hardworking FBI agents doing their job.
What is happening?
They're just doing their job. And they're told, keep your hands off Hillary.
What the fuck is happening with this election?
It's
the Russians have got their fingers in it.
Right.
Somehow, we don't know. The FBI.
And all this voter
suppression shit that is going on. I mean, it is.
I tweeted earlier, we're a banana republic. We've become that. Trump has turned the country Well, he and the rest of the country allowed the country to become a banana republic. It's the lunatics have fucking taken over.
Do you remember Banana in the Tailpipe with Eddie Murphy and Beverly Hills Cop? How he...
Oh, my God, no.
He fooled Taggart. You don't remember that?
I don't remember
Banana
that.
Banana in the Tailpipe, baby.
No.
Hilarious.
That might have been when I was in college and, you know, weed. there you go. Giuliani basically confessing. Wait.
He gets angry.
Yeah.
So this has been boiling up in the FBI.
Mr. Mayor.
Generic. I did nothing to get it out. I had no.
So now they're saying, well, you knew about it beforehand. Now he's saying, well, I did nothing to get it out, though. I did nothing to spread it.
Jesus Christ.
He probably only told Trump, all the Trump toadies, and called Vladimir. He surely called Vladimir and said, oh, I've got this.
Why is he on Fox talking about it?
Because he's dumb.
He's a dipshit.
To get it out, I had no role in it. Did I hear about it? You're darn right I heard about it.
Boom.
Yes, I'm important. Look at me. I'm special.
Why would you hear about it?
I was mayor during 9/11. Fuck you.
Right. Why are you here? Who the fuck are you?
Who gives
and
a shit?
Whoever told you
needs
to be thrown in jail.
Absolutely.
Lock them up. And whoever is engaged in a partisan attack, they talk about the IRS, that Obama has used the IRS to go after conservative groups. 0.0 evidence.
No proof.
Evidence they went after groups. But guess what they also went after? Liberal groups.
Yeah, yeah.
But they said, but they went after 10 conservative groups. Well, they went after 10 liberal groups. But they went after 10 conservative groups.
That hardly seems significant. If you think about compared to this shit.
Ooh, yeah.
This is insane.
Batshit.
And I can't even repeat the language that I heard.
Oh, yeah. Shit.
So some lunatic or more in the FBI that still talks to Rudy.
Fuffering fuckatash.
Hates Hillary with a red hot fervency.
Why? Because she has inside fun parts?
Probably part of it. He's probably an angry old white guy.
Oh, yeah.
And ex-military.
Sure.
Who knows? Probably. Like that. Who knows? But cops, cops love Trump.
Who knows?
Even though he's going to fuck them.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, from behind.
Who's going to come out? Who's going to come after unions?
Right.
You know, they forget they've got a union. They think their union will be, well, they're not going to come for us. when they find out Blackwater will do it for a little cheaper.
Oh, sure.
And, they don't need those to worry about those rights and shit of people. That's what's going to happen on the streets if the Republicans take over.
Blue lives won't matter.
They'll be really busy in the inner city beating the hell out of black people, giving them law and order.
Can we not have Donald Trump be president, maybe?
Trump TV will probably just televise black beatings.
Why not?
That gives him hard-ons over
there. Trump TV bullshit, that is not a guy that's going to produce content to go 24/7 on some network.
Somewhere out in the audition sphere, though, an audition went out today.
For Trump Network?
For an unnamed conservative news network.
Yes.
Yet to be named.
Oh, my.
For talent. Jeez. And
did you submit?
They apparently...
Right.
People don't know. But
Kate, send
then
our,
I saw...
I was just going to tell Kate to send our demo off.
But then I saw another article that said that just the numbers don't... They don't think they'll be able to do it.
No.
Unless it's some really cheesy, Google Hangout type of show.
Right.
Like Coach Dave does, or like any of those lunatics who, Shoebat, they broadcast from
basement. What do you think they're going to get out of the Trumpalos?
Millions and millions and millions of dollars.
They are not going to pay. I don't give a fuck. They're not going to pay to watch Donald Trump on the fucking TV.
That's one of the articles I read. It said all the Trumpansies are just oiling their hands up to touch themselves in all the right places Trump TV premieres. But then you say, well, how much are you willing to pay for it? And
they're
like, well, we're not going to pay for it. What do you mean pay for it?
I mean, I guess they could sell advertising. Yeah.
But meth again, don't grow on trees.
But do you really believe those people would, even if it was free, they're going to sit there and watch it and be into Trump forever? mean, I feel like they're into him now because they feel like it's their alt-right movement. It's
Palin Palin thought that she could just shit on the internet 15 minutes a week.
Oh, yeah.
And drink a fifth before she put out some psychobabble. And or just not psychobabble, just babble.
Who knows what the fuck she's saying?
A psycho babbling.
She is tossing salads and words.
It didn't work.
No,
so Palin TV went arrivederci.
I mean, I will say Trump is doing a good job of, you know, building relationship with white supremacists, racists, alt right, Nazis, neo Nazis, skinheads, things of that nature. Maybe those people, you know, they have enough hate inside of them to watch Trump TV. But he might have to call it Trump Nazi TV or something like that.
Yeah.
Let's have some Nazi channel.
Right.
What an asshole.
Just take over Fox.
Yeah. Right. They don't have to change a thing.
I also saw a report, you know, Megyn Kelly is coming up for contract renewal.
Right. And even with those bleeding eyeballs.
I saw a story that said they're offering her like 20 mil to stay.
God.
But, which means they're obviously staying with the non-Breitbart-y camp. I would think Hannity will go suck Trump balls wherever he goes.
He loves that.
And when these guys come up for their, you know, when they come up for their contract renewals. So they were thinking there was going to be a big bidding war for Megyn Kelly that, world was her oyster. But I read something today that said not so much that the market was cool
to Megyn Kelly.
They heard stories. Yeah. That, as she was being shopped around maybe by her peeps, that, the rest of the media was maybe less than 100% receptive.
What about she might end up just, can we offer her a show?
Yeah. Over 20 million.
I don't know.
How can we
have to structure the contract?
But she's got the Fox taint on her, which is a good sign.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, nobody wants her.
Yeah. It's a good sign that even one of the alleged, middle of the road voices over there.
Yeah.
Even though she's,
why didn't she get a job on CNN?
Damn well intent on everybody knowing they didn't want her. Making sure everybody knows that Santa's white and Jesus is white.
I forgot about that.
And then in stern face, a day later after the outrage, says, I was just joking. You guys have no other humor.
God, do you remember how she said that? It was so definitive. Santa Claus is white and just Jesus is white.
Just let you know, kids. Santa Claus is white and Jesus was white.
Okay.
There was no ha-ha.
No.
Don't
fuck with the race of Santa Claus.
So, I guess Giuliani, back to what we were talking about.
What's this douche up to?
That sources are saying also that Comey was partially, the reason he wrote that letter was because he was worried about these evil cabals within their ranks that are sucking Trump schlong. He was worried they were going to leak it. So he put out the letter himself. I guess if there's a little bit of him saving his ass, you know, or me not wanting him thrown in jail
God, man. What the fuck is going on at the FBI?
Well, there you go. It appears we have rogue cells among the FBI that's out there deciding that they're going to leak anything Clinton-related because they want a Trumpium regime.
I mean, it's like Watergate. I mean, maybe it's worse than Watergate. Who knows? I mean, my God. The whole Russian connection, to me, is the craziest fucking thing. This FBI shit is nuts.
Creepy as fuck.
Right. They hate Hillary, man.
So, yeah, Comey allegedly feared leaks in deciding to disclose the new emails.
God damn it.
That they found. That they don't even know if they've got anything.
If they hate her this much, why didn't they just make up some bullshit charges with these emails or with Benghazi, the FBI?
Well, they're trying. Giuliani was saying that there's a revolution because they don't have her hanging by the nipples in a gulag somewhere.
Right.
The revolution.
Break out the nipple clamps.
latest poll shows Hillary Clinton up 2 points in North Carolina.
Oh, my fucking God. Have you been to North Carolina?
It shows
a lot of conservative white fuckers there. You never been?
Man, I don't. Driven through at the
beautiful
most.
Beautiful state. Mountains. Tons of races, though.
I don't think I was. I drove from Chicago to Florida.
Yeah, you didn't go through
North
Carolina.
I went that way.
You went through Tennessee.
Oh, yeah.
You saw a shit ton of abortion billboards.
And Kentucky.
Fuck you. Oh, yeah. Kentucky's. I don't even know. What do you call Kentucky? Is that a state?
That's where I stopped at a McDonald's in the mountains.
Oh, yeah.
And had to ask the girl twice what she said. Uh-huh. I didn't understand
you
her.
You fucking snob.
I know. Our own country. I wasn't disparaging. Same happened when I went to Prague. I don't speak the language.
When my family, when we moved to the Allegheny Mountains, in the middle of Virginia, I freaked the fuck out when the first person opened their mouth. Hi, how you do?
She wanted to know if I wanted a biscuit. Was the
with biscuit?
That, something like that.
Yeah, like, oh, shit.
It was not that understandable. So,
get out the speaking spell.
So there you go. Shenanigans within the FBI. Apparently, there's some evil rogue cells.
Rogue.
That are un-American and anti-democracy.
Fuck you.
And are anti-
Harvard University
and are
anti- tonight.
And are anti-Hillary zealots.
Yeah. Shit.
Not good.
No, not at all.
Impartial. They're supposed to be impartial.
And all this voter suppression shit that's coming out. These emails, was it in North Carolina or somewhere where they're like, hey, we don't need to open the polls 7 days a week. 6 days a week is enough.
Yeah.
Fuck that. Who cares?
Check and see what the headline is over at the Drudge Report.
Fuck you.
Let's drag our knuckles on the ground for a few minutes and grab a dual cup. Strap it to your chin. Because over at the Drudge Report, it says... stocks longest losing streak since 1980.
Oh,
well,
shit.
There's a reason for that, and it's orange.
Oh my God.
Everybody has said that the nervousness about the upcoming election in the markets does not have anything to do with the possibility of Hillary Clinton getting elected.
Right.
It has everything to do with the possibility of Donald J. Trump getting elected, because the world is afeared that
absolutely
about that.
Nobody knows what a Trump presidency is going to look like. He doesn't even know.
Well, yeah, ask Vladimir Putin. He'll be calling the shots.
Oh, yeah.
What is this?
What's going on? We have been hacked.
God, they have links to Sean Hannity and Michael Savage live.
Ugh, God.
Do you want to take a random Michael Savage break?
Oh, sure. Yeah, yeah.
77 WABC radio in New York.
This guy's the most hateful, really.
Well, that's, I don't, maybe.
He is.
With the concept that it would be easier for her on her Yahoo personal account to print it out than on her U.S. State Department account. Doesn't that trouble you at all, Christopher, that Anthony Weiner had access to all that material?
God damn it.
Just because Anthony Weiner is tweeting his dick to a 15-year-old, that doesn't mean that he's sending secrets to Russia.
So let me understand. Okay, Anthony Weiner was tweeting his dick on a computer that he shared with Uma Abedin, right?
Well, no, I think he used his hand device.
No, they had a shared computer.
Well, yeah, but the FBI in investigating grabbed that computer, but they didn't say necessarily that there's any pics of dicks on that computer.
But Michael Savage is worried that he could look at
classified emails. They're trying to put it on Weiner.
But he but Weiner's not. Do you think Weiner gives a fuck?
No, I don't.
About
this is
the
stupid
emails between Clinton and Uma Abedin. He wants 15-year-olds.
Right.
That's
this
all he cares
stupid
about.
I'm surprised he's not saying Uma Abedin is Muslim Brotherhood.
Right.
Himself. He would never acknowledge it.
He said that of himself. He probably said, how stupid of her to have those policies, and how stupid of her not to tell him of those policies.
Right, but but if, in fact, your candidate Hillary becomes president, she will be the Angela Merkel of North America, because remember, she had a wet dream in which she said she wanted open borders and free trade. So basically, she would do an Angela Merkel.
That was a little funny.
Yeah, he is funny. Is he familiar with human physiology?
Well, women,
I don't know if they can or not. Who knows? Tweet us at Crab Diving if you got the 411 on that shit.
There you go. There was a little a drop in on the link from the Drudge Report.
God, they're just screaming about Hillary. They're voting for a guy who goes on trial for child fucking rape.
Yeah.
Right after the election. Oh, well.
Congrats.
Hey, yeah. See, do you think the market's nervous about a child rapist being elected president? That's crazy.
Well, they're worried about the ties to Russia.
Yeah.
And the fact that they found out that that Putin is trying to weaken NATO. He wants to creep back into those countries.
Yeah.
And our allies that are those countries.
Yes.
They're
nervous.
Cramping taints. They're terrified.
I was reading something about that. It's a little area like, was it Belarus?
Yeah. And what's Trump saying?
Hey.
Well, you know, if they don't pay up.
Right.
If they don't pay up. We got to look at this NATO thing again.
Because
we really need Belarus?
Because if Putin decides to invade Belarus, the United States is being part of NATO, right? Don't they have to protect Belarus? Yes,
we got to jump in. World War III.
It's like he wants to get rid of all the shit that keeps us stable.
But that's why they're saying she wants World War III, because she's going to get in there and challenge Putin and say, you're not coming here.
Right. But is she going to...
Well, which
break
I would assume
NATO?
Would be a deterrent. I don't think Vladimir is going to nuke us over Belarus.
You know what pisses me off? If you ask these dick fucks, if you said, hey, listen, Putin's about to nuke us all and we need somebody to talk to him, to negotiate it, to make it go away, to fix it. I guarantee you they would rather have Hillary Clinton doing it rather than this fucking ass clown.
Well,
anybody would, right?
I would hope.
There's no way they think he has... I don't know, any aptitude for this shit.
He doesn't.
Yeah.
It'll be Mike Pence running and that crazy General Flynn.
Right.
That batshit general.
God. I got an idiot comic friend of mine from Vegas, which that's comedians from Las Vegas. Now that's
from
like
Las Vegas.
What a
humans
so
from Las
sorry.
Vegas.
That's barely human. That's just, whew. He put out a meme. I'm voting Trump because fuck you. That's why.
Oh, well, there you go.
Well, and I think that sums it up for those people.
Right. Fuck
because
your feelings.
Fuck you.
Remember
yeah,
the
fuck
T-shirt?
Off.
Remember the T-shirt that those people wore that one
oh, yeah.
time?
Fuck your feelings.
Yeah, fuck your feelings.
You can grab my pussy if you want.
So those are the headlines, ladies and gentlemen. Fair and balanced. We saw what the idiots over the Drudge Report.
Fuck you.
Have got their panties in a bunch about. I've got a story here also. Celebrations a little
oh,
bit.
Yes.
The a federal jury in New Jersey found
go fuck yourself.
Chris Christie's former aides guilty of all charges.
Oh, shit.
Bill Baroni, who was
Baroni
Christie's top dude over at the Port Authority.
Oh, yeah. I thought he was in Sopranos.
And Bridget Ann Kelly, who was deputy chief of staff, each faced 7 counts of conspiracy, fraud, and related charges, you know, for shutting down a couple of lanes in on a highway just to say, fuck you.
What a bunch of douches.
To a mayor who wouldn't get a industrial jack to jack up his Christie's big gunt so that he could get to his tiny little pecker and suck it.
That moose knuckle is huge.
They're
it's
saying
a crazy fucking
Bridget
story,
Kelly
man.
Silently wept as the 6th guilty charge was read.
Yeah. But it was Chris Christie's idea, wasn't it? Wasn't it?
Well, they're saying he knew about it. He said he didn't. He may not have birthed it from his beefy loins,
oh,
but
yes. His beefy loins.
He may have been okay with it. They
I
might have told him, "Look,
yeah.
We got some. We're setting some lane downs because that
right.
mayor isn't voting for you."
Yeah, I don't know if you describe him as beefy. I mean, I don't know.
His loins,
right?
What do you think they're
beefy,
svelte?
Well, no, I mean,
puffy?
Beefy.
Puffy?
Yeah, maybe.
Modeled?
Modeled, yes. God, I don't know.
describe Christie's loins, ladies and gentlemen. Tweet us.
If you can.
Hashtag Christie loins.
Yeah.
They're saying the most damning piece of evidence was, of course, when they found that email from Bridget Kelly when she wrote, time for some traffic problems in Fort Lee. And David Wildstein, who was another one who has already pled guilty and turned rat.
Oh, yes.
Made a plea deal. He replied, got it. time for some traffic problems in Fort Lee.
Right, right.
They're saying that Mark Sokolich, who was the mayor of Fort Lee, had written to Barone in November to complain of the ongoing traffic problems. So they knew about it.
God, these people are, they were just fucking around.
Wildstein told the jurors in his testimony that he and Barone both talked with Christie about shutting him down.
Yes.
During a memorial service where, do you remember Christie during the whole thing said, Wildstein, who's this Wildstein guy?
Oh, right,
I don't know
right.
this Wildstein. And then they had pictures of him like standing next to Wildstein throughout these memorial services. Oh, and they shit. Found out he went to high school with the guy. Right, and shit right. like that.
Maybe he just forgot, you know.
They also have that text from another Christie staff member who was tweeting. They're trying to cover their asses.
Oh, yeah.
She tweeted to somebody else, or, you know, texted, I mean. He just flat out lied about senior staff and Stepien not being involved. She's talking about, this is when Christie was doing his big press conference, like, oh, yeah, yeah, I went down there and put down the cones myself.
Good
yeah,
God.
That's exactly what I did. Sure.
You might as well have.
And then she said, if emails found with the subpoena or Chris Christie for governor emails are uncovered in discovery, if it comes to that, it could be bad. So
oh,
she
shit.
Knew.
She knew. That you know, when they were hatching this stupid fucking half-baked plan, they must have been giddy, though. Don't
right.
you think? Laughing their ass off. Oh, we're going to shut the brunch down.
And let's not forget, last year, Donald J.
Yes.
During the campaign, during the primary, had this to say.
So Chris, who's a friend of mine, he hit me hard. And I said, I got to hit him at least once. So I won't do this a lot. But look, here's the story. The George Washington Bridge. He knew about it. Hey, how do you have breakfast with people every day of your lives? They're closing up the largest bridge in the world, the biggest in the United States, traffic flowing during rush hour. People couldn't get across for 6-7 hours. Ambulances, fire trucks. They're with him all the time, the people that did it. They never said, hey, boss, we're closing up the George Washington Bridge tonight. No, they never said. They're talking about the weather, right? Then, so he knew about it. He knew about it. He totally knew about it. He's got a very friendly group of people over there that...
I mean, how many more times can Trump say he knew about it?
Oh, God, and he's having a ball,
he
too.
He knew about it. He knew about it.
Listen
he knew about
him.
It.
He's laughing.
Yeah, this is when he was having fun in the campaign. He's not having fun now.
He's gregarious.
He's sad Trump now.
Well, this is the general, right? Or the primary.
Primary, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, those are the good old days.
He totally knew about it. He's got a very friendly group of people over there that they don't think so, but I don't know. Look, it's called life. You got to be smart in life. I would say there's less than 1% chance. It could be, but I doubt it. He knew about it. They mentioned. They didn't mention at one of their meetings. I think they had breakfast like every day or every...
He's saying there's less than 1% chance that he didn't know.
Is that really the biggest bridge in the country that he shut down?
Maybe the busiest. I don't know if it's the biggest.
God damn, I didn't realize that.
Their meetings, I think they had breakfast like every day or every other day. They just say, Chris, tonight we're closing up the George Washington Bridge because the mayor of a certain area is against you. Oh, okay. They didn't mention. Nobody believed.
Nobody yeah. believes it.
He just won't let it go.
Chris, who is my friend?
Yes.
Hits me, so I got to hit him back.
Jesus.
So I'm not going to do a lot, but here.
And then Chris Christie comes on and endorses his ass.
Yeah.
How does that happen? These people have zero feelings.
Yeah, zero scruples. They're whores.
Yeah, they don't
They're
give a
whores.
Fuck.
They're whores.
God.
So that's good news.
It's hilarious.
Allegedly, there may be more investigations opening on Chris Christie, too. And now some of the Democrats over there in the legislature are talking impeachment. Can you imagine if he had been chosen? Because, you know, Trump wanted him was the story.
Oh, yes. VP, right?
And that Manafort played some shenanigans to convince him to switch to Mike Pence. That Manafort wanted Mike Pence.
I don't care. I would have picked Christie over Mike Pence.
But Manafort was right. Manafort,
oh, yes.
Allegedly, the reason was this, was that Manafort obviously paid somebody off or knows something that's going on.
Right.
And had knowledge that this bridge gate was going to go tits up.
This person is tainted.
Man tits up.
Oh, yes.
Hmm?
This person is tainted.
Yes.
Yeah, the GOP. But they vetted Sarah Palin and let her run.
Well, she didn't really have anything but profound stupidity, yeah, too.
She's
I mean,
fucking dumb.
She's
nothing compared. I mean, God, this fucking Chris Christie, man.
It's crazy.
Yeah, it really is. He shut down a bridge.
got a story here from Harvard. Harvard Law School or Harvard School University. Oh, yes. University.
Go fuck yourself. I don't know. How do they stop? They're Boston.
They have suspended their entire soccer team.
Oh, shit.
Who is in first place, by the way.
They have a soccer team?
Sure.
Okay.
For the rest of the season, after they discovered that the players' crude sexual comments about the women's team has continued for years online. Apparently, there is a, I don't know if it was a website or whatever, but
what is this?
They had an online practice of the men rating women players on their sexual attractiveness.
Oh, God.
They thought, they found it a document in 2012, and they thought it was, it wasn't that widespread, but now they found it's more widespread across the team and has continued to this day.
Right. So they got a website where they rate all the female soccer players from Harvard.
I guess so, but I guess the way they rate them is less than civil.
Right. What's the point in
careless,
that?
Disgusting, appalling.
What a bunch of assholes. Comment.
She seems relatively simple, but probably inexperienced sexually. So I decided missionary would be her preferred position.
Oh, God. What a load.
They called it a scouting report.
Okay.
They found
how
one.
Stupid.
They found one where they were going after the freshman players, 18-year-olds.
Oh, nice. Is this Harvard?
Yes.
It's fucking Harvard.
She seems to be very strong, tall, and manly. So I give her. I gave her a 3 just because I felt bad.
Who the fuck is this guy?
Well, right. These are, I'm sure, yeah, beautiful specimens.
Oh, sure.
She seems relatively simple. Oh, I read that one already. So there you go. Mm-hmm. The girls say, we feel hopeless because men who are supposed to be our brothers are degrading us like this.
Right.
We're appalled that female athletes who are told to feel empowered and proud of their abilities are so regularly reduced to physical appearance.
Who the fuck thought to put this on a website?
I don't know if it was a website. Maybe they emailed it back and forth, or I don't have the exact means of communication.
God, that's so strange.
Scouting report, they called it.
Oh.
So they caught the current first play soccer team involved in these shenanigans.
See,
and they
is,
fucking suspended all of them. So
right.
good for Harvard.
Yeah, yeah. Because this is where our leaders are going to come from. Fucking Harvard, man.
But how do the ninnies on the right react to this?
Let's locker room talk.
Oh, yeah.
You're a bunch of PC pussies.
That's exactly the comments I was
but
reading.
These girls.
PC. It's too PC. Why can't they talk about their titties on their own?
They might be for this. To suspend the pussies. They're soccer players.
Yeah, nobody watches women's soccer anyway.
Yeah, or men's soccer.
Less so, though.
No, nobody watches soccer.
The rest of the entire planet.
Oh, yes, but fuck them.
We were following the story of voter suppression.
Crab diving follow-up.
Which seems to be one of the modus operandi of the evil Republicans.
Oh, they love it.
I mean, seriously, if you got to go out and try to prevent people from voting, that doesn't say much for your cause.
Is that the party you want to be?
Right.
Do you want to be the party that excludes people from fucking voting?
And when we tweet something like that or say it online, don't bring up the fact that the Democrats in the 60s were beating people with clubs and shit.
Yeah,
it ain't
yeah.
that world anymore. We're talking about what's going on right now, you
Absolutely.
Asshole.
And by the way, speaking of Twitter, follow us on Twitter at Crab Diving. This tweet you put out is really fucking getting some play.
Which
Investigate
one?
The investigators.
Oh, yeah.
The FBI is Trumpland.
Creepy as hell. That's a New York.
It's insane.
No, is that the Daily Beast one? That was the one I was looking for earlier. Actually, I forgot I had tweeted it. But
it is in the Guardian.
A judge. Oh, Guardian. That's right. The judge, a federal judge.
Yes.
Has now issued a temporary restraining order.
Fuck you.
Against the Trump campaign.
No.
As well as our friend, Roger Stone.
What?
Not our friend, our former interviewee.
Yes. He's a dandy.
And his political group, Stop the Steal.
No.
S-T-E-A-L.
Blue Steel.
Keeping them from engaging in any, quote, harassing or intimidating conduct at the polls on election day.
It's insane.
According to the written order, it's U.S. District Judge James Gwynn barred both parties and their supporters from engaging in any kind of voter harassment or harassment.
Right.
Number one, engaging in any unauthorized poll watching activities inside of polling places within 100 feet of polling places, the buffer zone, or within 10 feet of a voter standing in line,
yes,
extending beyond the buffer zone.
Don't watch my poll so closely.
So they can't bug people.
Do you ever remember anything like this? Like
Gangs of New York.
Ever.
The movie Gangs of New York, where they went and beat my people. They went and dragged Irish drunks out of the gutter.
You did it, GOP. They let the loons
They either
charge.
Paid them or they beat them into voting the way they wanted them to.
This is nuts.
Number two, distributing literature and or stating to individuals that voter fraud is a crime,
right,
or describing the penalties under any Ohio or federal statute for permissibly. So what these people are doing is they're people who are standing in line, they're yelling at them or giving them literature about the crimes of voter fraud. What's going to happen to you if you're caught frauding?
So they're threatening them?
They're handing literature, FYI.
Yeah.
Probably in an intimidating manner.
They're creating a hostile environment. We're fucking America.
Right. They want no gathering or loitering as otherwise being present without the intention to vote at the polling places. No following, taking photos of, or otherwise recording voters or prospective voters. Remember, they were telling them, get your cell phones out, take pictures, make sure people aren't voting twice.
God. So, 'cause that's what they're going to do, right? Everybody, all these Trumpalos.
Every black person.
They're going to take pictures of every black person. And it's going to be a bunch of white fucking racists comparing pictures.
They're going to get the shit beat out of them. Because there's neighborhoods in Philly that have already said, come.
Oh, yeah.
Come, angry white people.
That's Philadelphia.
Come and intimidate us.
That's a punchy city. They like to punch.
Other cities, too.
Right.
People are like, black people are like, bring it. Come watch us vote. Come intimidate us.
Oh, God, it's so fucking stupid.
That's what we've come to.
Well, my mom said they're closing schools in Pensacola during election day because the schools, there's polling places.
Good God.
And they're worried, you know, about violence. Stupid.
No questioning of voters. This was a specific Ohio one. No questioning voters at Ohio polling places under the guise of purported exit polling or citizen journalist operations. Organized and encouraged by defendant Stone and Stop the Steal. Because remember, we talked about it last week.
CrabDiving.com,
iTunes, and Stitcher. By the way, if you're going to buy anything, buy it it helps us out here at Screaming Liberal Media. So we can upgrade our fucking equipment so we can go out live.
CrabDiving.com/Amazon.
Exactly. And whatever you buy there, it doesn't cost you anything. Just helps us out here at Screaming Liberal Media. We appreciate it.
We get paid.
CrabDiving.com/Amazon. Organize Stone and Stop the Steal.
Yeah.
I don't know where I went with that, but I was talking about citizen journalist operations organized by Stone.
Yeah, they're not allowed to do that. A judge is saying they can't do this shit.
Whoa, that's it. We talked about it last week that he was going to, he said he's 1,900 people or some weird number like that. We're recruiting 1,900 people to go to Ohio.
To do what?
And make sure everything's, remember? He said, we're going to make sure everything's, he was talking to Alex Jones. You're going to go to Ohio. You're going to make sure everything's safe.
But they're doing that already. They are making sure everything's okay at the polls. They have these election officials. That's their fucking job.
Right.
And my God, if you talk to the, I remember, I forget what you talk to these election officials. They all know what they're doing. They really do. And some have done it for years and they care their fucking job.
Yeah, and you can't just go into the poll and watch people. I mean, I don't know what they're telling these people. You can't. You can't be within 100 feet if you ain't voting. You can't be within 10 feet of people waiting in line if you ain't voting. And you can't.
But how do you enforce that? Aside from, you call the popo. You
organize the people on the other side and say, I've seen it. Take pictures, they said.
Are you going to call the FBI?
They're telling liberals to and sane people to take pictures of those assholes.
But really, I'm serious. You're going to call the police in southern Alabama?
Well, there's the rub.
And you're going to think the cops aren't Trumpalos?
There's the rub is that, you know, if the local sheriff is in charge of that.
My God.
You might be a little fucked.
Fuck it.
Social media. Then do that. Put it. Tweet it. Tweet it, Facebook it, Snapchat it, and get the hellfire of the rest of the nation down on them so that they can't do that shit. They can't get away with it.
There's going to be some insane pictures of these poll watchers.
Yeah.
After the election.
Hopefully beaten to a pulp. I don't mean.
We're hippies.
I'm not saying that there should be violence, but if someone brings out the violence against to intimidate voters, I hope they're soundly thrashed.
What about the guardian angels or the Black Panthers guarding our polls? Can we get that?
Which is what we want.
That's what I want.
That hasn't gone well. So there's a restraining order. Good news.
Oh, yes.
Over there. It is Faithless Friday, ladies and gentlemen. We'll get to the pipeline stuff on Monday because I don't know if I can handle it right now. But there's new video out of a journalist who just got shot with a rubber bullet, which hurts like fuck.
I can't imagine.
For no reason. There's video of it. And people were saying she was lying. The people, the assholes on the right, the conservatives. She's lying that they didn't just shoot her for nothing. She's lying. She probably hit herself with a hammer or something. And now it turns out she was filming at the time, and there's video of her getting hit and falling to the ground, and everybody's saying, oh, my God, what just
happened?
It's
disturbing. I watched that.
For no reason.
Yeah.
Erin Schroeder, I believe is her name, or Schroeder, standing there just talking to a nonviolent protester when all of a sudden you can hear a shot and she falls to the ground. A journalist.
Good God, man.
This is what these thugs are doing.
Explain this to me. Now Obama has a little bit of a hold on it.
He was saying that he's going to try to figure out a way around it. Like, well, you know, why don't we just go around the sacred grounds?
But what's he doing to protect these protesters
from these thugs,
these cops?
Not much.
Dude, they're thugs the way they're treating these people.
She tweeted out, I was shot by militarized police while interviewing a man on camera at Standing Rock. Here's the footage. She said she was shot, she couldn't fully comprehend what had happened. She just remembered being excruciating pain. I couldn't fathom I'd just been hit. Why would they target me? Why would they shoot anyone? There was absolutely nothing violent, aggressive, or provocative going on at the protests yesterday.
What is it? Are they dumb and angry? Are they just hate these people? Is it a little bit of everything?
Yeah, look at them. They're these creeps in camouflage that are thinking they're back in Fallujah.
And they get to do something, right?
Yeah, they get to shoot some brown people.
And what's the danger to them? They're in these militarized vehicles. They're in these tanks. Nothing's going to happen to them.
En route to a sacred burial ground, activists were met by a line of police, streams of pepper spray and rubber bullets.
Oh, my God. Pepper spray. Man, that's rough.
But this journalist has made it clear that she is not leaving Standing Rock until justice is served, she says.
Yeah, you know, when I was studying theater in Chicago, this lunatic, her parents were all worried about their little girl in Chicago and wanted her to be able to protect herself. So they bought her this mace, this pepper spray that went on the end of her keychain.
Uh-oh.
And she wanted to test it, see if it worked. For some fucking reason, she sprayed it in the elevator.
Oh,
and then
boy.
The elevator went up and it opened up on like the theater floor. And we all...
all got pepper spray.
We had to evacuate the hallway because of this fucking pepper spray. That shit... And that was just a little handheld thing she had.
Not bright.
No. Oh, no. Stupid.
Wants to test it. What is with the testing?
I don't know. Just fucking stupid. I don't know. An idiot.
I've got a little bit of the senatorial debate.
Yes.
In Louisiana, where
the
Louisianans should be proud as fuck that in the primaries they gave enough votes to David Duke to put him on television.
Good job, fuck faces. What does the rest of the world think of us?
They had it at a black university.
I know.
I believe a number or most students boycotted it. They ended up debating before an empty auditorium.
There's a guy from the Klan.
They're saying the former Ku Klux Klan head David Duke traded insults with his opponents, got into a screaming match with the moderator as the debate broke up, and his opponents, they say, scurried away. Here's a minute of the beginning, and then I'll skip to the end when all hell breaks loose. This is from Mediaite.
Make the point. All right. First off, yeah, I'm the bad guy because I defend the people of this country that made this country great, gave us a constitution and our freedom, and we're losing our rights in America. All I ever said is I say respect for all people.
How are white people losing their rights in America?
Okay. Now, correct me if I'm wrong. I'm going to say it just once. Just because you extend rights to one group of people doesn't mean your rights are being taken away.
You right? took away my right to own darkies.
Oh, God. Suck my dick. And suck my dick,
Donald.
Also,
you must respect the people who built this great nation, and we shouldn't face massive discrimination.
Fuck you.
That's not a bad guy. Now,
you mean the people who own the people who built this great nation?
Yeah.
Right?
See, yeah. And by the way, the people of Louisiana want to treat this Grand Kegel as a person.
You know, there's some Republican
up.
Who, when confronted with that, you know, black people, slaves built this country and built many of the foundational fortunes
yes.
of a lot of these giant mega corporations
right.
and stuff. He said they built they built it like McDonald's, or cows built McDonald's.
How horrible.
Oh my God, what a horrible this is their mindset. This is the mindset.
Wait a second, black people are food or supplies,
just they're consumable,
they're a resource.
Yeah, sure.
Especially
the big strong ones with good teeth.
Is Rance Priebus the
and the ones that can throw a ball?
Right. Oh my God! How's that? How's the reaching out to minorities going
right.
on the GOP? How's it going?
This guy had got enough votes to make the debate.
And why?
Great job, Louisiana.
Why?
Because Trump is president.
Fuck yeah,
running for president.
It's
any
so
other
stupid.
Any other time, these horrible racists would be still slithering in their holes. But Donald Trump has brought them out into the light of day.
I would like to hear if Ben Carson supports this guy. Because Ben Carson's a Trump guy.
Well, he's not the only Republican running.
Okay. Yeah, yeah.
He's not the Republican nominee.
Jesus Christ.
He's a Republican.
That's not a bad guy. Now, as far as Obamacare is concerned, Obamacare is actually, as every program in the government, it's always the hardworking middle class who gets the shaft.
And when it's just the opposite.
Listen, well, dickhead, you were the Grand Kegel or whatever the fuck you were in the Klan, so I don't give a fuck what you have to say about Obamacare or anything. You
right.
don't see people as people. Suck a dick.
Right. All of your other arguments are null and void. We don't give a rat's
ass. Eat my
ass.
Balls! Oh,
you
my
think,
God.
You think people should be owned?
Yes. Yes. He's
what, so many people,
so I'm going to skip to the end.
He's a rich guy. He's a rich white guy.
Well, let me tell you something. We have to start talking openly about any subject. And we have to have freedom of speech in this country. And there is a problem in America with a very strong, powerful tribal group that dominates our media and dominates...
Tribal
Wait,
group.
Is this Jewish people?
Jews. Absolutely. You don't use that kind of...
Tribal.
Tribe.
Good God.
A member of the tribe. He ain't talking about the Sioux.
Is this
He's not talking about the Winnebago tribe.
Yes.
Of northern Wisconsin.
Is this a speech from George Wallace?
Right.
You know what I mean? What the fuck?
Right.
I mean, he's a rich white guy worried about his rights.
Yeah, blame it on the Jews.
You got to be mentally ill if you're a racist like this.
Listen to the rest of this.
Powerful tribal group that dominates our media and dominates our international banking. Ms. Clinton has seven major international banking and media supporters. This is the largest.
So she's got dirty Jew prints all over her.
Oh,
is what he's letting everybody
Good
know.
Good fucking God.
Money that she's getting, which is billions and billions of dollars. Seven largest are all.
How can they not be just driving black people to the polls by the train load in the Democratic people there. I mean, I just don't get it. There's a lot of black people in Louisiana. How does David Duke happen?
And do you think he's lying, right? I mean, he's lying. Is anybody fact checking this shit?
Billions. Well, he may have gotten
billions of dollars.
He may have gotten. She probably got donations from big banks. Sure,
but
he's
billions?
Talking about the big Jew bankers, yeah, yeah. The global bankers.
Oh my God!
That's the largest money that she's getting, which is billions and billions of dollars. The seven largest are all people who support the tribalist bankers who support the Federal Reserve. That's the reality of it. And if we don't understand that and face up to that, then we can't deal with problems. I think. I'm not opposed to all Jews. I think
there we go. He disguises it by saying tribalist bankers, and then he lets us know exactly who he's talking about. So he can't even disguise and use code words anymore. He doesn't feel that he has to use code words anymore. Thank you, Donald J. Trump, and thank you, Republican Party, mostly. I don't blame Trump. I blame the Republicans. I blame bitch
Absolutely.
McConnell. I blame Paul fucking Ryan. I blame all those whores. John Boehner for rolling over and presenting his drunken orange starfish to that Freedom Caucus and not working with the sane members of the Democrats and bringing up immigration reform, bringing up infrastructure, and say fuck you to the extremists in his caucus and help run the country.
The GOP had plenty of time to stand up to Trump, and now look what you have. And what happens if David Duke, what is he trying to do? Become more moderate? Is he trying to sound like a normal person? Because if he starts sounding like he's not a big fucking racist,
he's going to lose votes.
Who's going to vote for him? Right. I mean,
he's gonna lose that Louisiana core group of voters.
Yeah. I mean, that's why.
Well,
here's where
the shit hits the fan. I can't imagine. I'm shocked that they let him get this far. When
Shocker.
He said tribal, they should have stopped him right there. Look, we know what you're talking about. And now he's making sure.
Why are you saying that?
Now he's making sure everybody knows what he's talking about, because he says, I don't hate all Jews.
Jesus.
You know what's going to happen, but.
Oh, yeah.
After that, then we can't deal with problems. I think I'm not opposed to all Jews. I think there's a lot of great Jews. In fact, a lot of Jews I honor. But let me tell you something. I'm against Jews or anybody else that puts the interest of some other place, another country, over our own country, that is controlling and dominating the media, which is teaching black people and inspiring black people to hate white people.
The media is teaching and inspiring black people to hate white people. You saw that Beyonce saying kill cops during the Super Bowl.
I mean, is he inferring that the black people are just dumb and then whatever these evil Jewish people
Well, that's the way they've
tell them to say they'll do it or whatever.
That's what you get delivered with a little candy in a baggie if you're in Alabama in your neighborhood.
Oh, right.
By the way, a friend of mine, an actor, director from out here.
Yes.
A black man.
Right.
Put on his Facebook that I think it was his cousin somewhere. I don't know where. I think here in California. Got one of those KKK packets thrown on her lawn.
Shut
delivered.
The
whole
up.
Their neighborhood got peppered with
KKK.
Join the KKK. Now's the time. Bring Make America White Again.
Well, when you get outside of Los Angeles,
but they were saying shit like the evil Jew media. Don't believe the evil Jew media.
How stupid!
It's turning black people against.
Who are these people, man?
They're evil.
That believe this shit.
So here it finally goes off the rails.
Good
puts
God.
The interest of some other place, another country, over our own country. That is controlling and dominating the media, which is teaching black people and inspiring black people to hate white people and inciting them to violence, like the Black Lives Matter, which
time,
has been supported
your time
by
has expired.
That's my issue.
What did the fact that they were Jewish have to do with this repeated reference to CNN Jews?
It's got everything to do with it. A good example is the fact, if you take a look at Trump and the neocons, we have a cabal in this government that literally controls our foreign policy.
So he's questioned there.
Yeah.
Oh, I don't have the end of it. But yeah, he's questioned there.
Well, there's a cabal, an evil cabal.
I mean, a Jewish one, apparently.
Oh, yes.
Well, yeah, what does it have to do with Jews? Well, it has everything.
Because they're Jewish.
To do with Jews.
I mean, he really can't explain it because he's a dumbass racist. And the answer for him is... Why? Because they're Jews.
Yeah.
Or why do they do that? Well, because they're black.
Oh, my God. Meanwhile, I just looked on YouTube. I want to find the end of the debate when he goes crazy. The second one down has a stars and bars. And it says, David Duke calls out the corrupt media in three brackets.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Which means Jew.
That's code for alt-right shit.
Yes, after debate. Fire is rising. After his decisive win of the U.S. Senate debate, Dr. Duke enters the media room and calls out the media.
What's he a fucking doctor of, by the way?
I don't know. I wonder
is he a doctor in the sense that Dr. Johnny Fever is a doctor?
Probably.
Okay.
Let me see if I can find the end
Dr.
of this.
Dr. Johnny Fever, WKRP, played by Howard Hessman? No. Who knows?
Yes. It was Howard Hessman.
Ooh, I win. What do I win, Kate?
Here's the end of the debate, I think.
God.
Sense in doing the right things for Louisiana.
This is a different guy.
And Mr. Bustani.
Well, I support Donald Trump, first off, and I hope he wins. But let me say this. Judge me by my record. I'm a conservative who gets results. I've actually gotten legislation passed that solves problems. I've worked with party leaders. I've worked with the opposite party as long as it didn't violate my principles. When John Boehner opposed me on getting two new veterans clinics, I won. And those veterans clinics are under construction today for our veterans who serve this country. At times, we have found ways to work together to solve problems, such as revamping our customs laws to take care of the seafood industry that was being...
If you're on a debate stage and you have a guy from the KKK just shitting out racist rhetoric, don't you feel like it's your duty to stand there and say, yeah, let me wrap this up. But one thing, this guy's a fucking racist. What is happening? No one's calling him out on his bullshit?
No, I'm going to back up to because David Duke's final statement.
Oh, it's disgusting.
Send me to the Senate to fight for you.
Fuck you.
John Kennedy.
I will not let you down. My name's John Kennedy.
Please.
And my ballot number is 13.
John,
God bless.
His name's John Kennedy.
All right, Mr. Duke.
Here we go.
You know, the best way to tell who's an insider and who the big boys, the powerful bankers and the other people who are controlling this country, and they control most of campaign money, is look at their campaign bank accounts. I'm the only candidate in this state and this stage that has not taken a penny in PAC money, a penny in special interest money. I'm going to represent you. And notice something. There was a demonstration out here against me by the Black Lives Matter radicals. Why is that? They weren't demonstrating. They don't even know the names of these other guys.
Because you used to wear a hood.
You know, David, no one cares. You can't.
What do you
mean?
Dude. Why are they protesting against me?
Man, you got a guy running for office who is in the fucking Klan. I'm sorry if I'm not versed on the other candidates.
Why are they protesting against me?
They hate you. You don't see them as people.
You were a grand lizard in the KKK. What do you mean? Why?
He's an aberration. You're a fucking disgusting aberration that somehow, because we got Donald Trump running for president, that you have a voice in a debate. It's disgusting.
Yeah. And lady or a woman. But why? Because I stand up for you. The Black Lives Matter movement calls for the murder of police officers. They say death to police and kill the police.
Nope.
I defend you. I defend police officers. I defend our country from these radicals who are destroying America. And it is time we stand up now. This is the tipping point. We're getting outnumbered and outvoted in our own nation. Unless we stand up now, our children have no future.
And finally, Mr. Bustani.
Is he wearing a little
We're
Nazi
getting outnumbered.
Outfit? Oh, yes.
We're getting outnumbered.
Boy. God, that's insane. He's talking about Black Lives Matter, that they're about killing cops. What's the Klan about?
Well, right. Right. So there you go. Louisiana, the former head of the KKK.
You know, man, it's got to be weird to be in the mind of a fucking racist. Like this
Can
guy.
You? I mean, how does one get there?
How does he value life?
White life.
You know he's pro-life, right?
Oh, sure. But white life.
He's pro-cop.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're right. It's not that complicated. It's not. I'm
just
making
put
it
white in front of everything.
I'm making it too complicated. This guy's a fucking dipshit.
And enough dipshits voted for him to put him on that stage.
He does
not a lot. I mean, granted, he barely made it, I think. He's not going to win by any stretch of the imagination.
Okay.
But there's enough.
Right. Can I ask you a question? Imagine you're in the Klan. You were in the Klan, and now you're running for whatever the fuck this is. State Senate.
Sure.
And you're a white guy that used to be in the Klan, and you're having a debate at a black university.
Right.
And you actually say, I don't know why these people are protesting me. They're protest. He's not sure why they're protesting. Is that what he said?
Right. Yes. They're protesting. No, he said they're protesting. He can't understand why they're protesting him. He's baffled.
He's in a black university speaking, and he used to be in the Klan. He used to be not in the Klan. He used because, to lead the fucking
Klan. It's because their evil Jew overlords are sicking the Black Lives Matter murderers on the good, upstanding white people.
You mean they're dick lords?
The dick lords.
Oh, God. Fuck you, man. Fuck you, David. You fuckhead. Insane.
I've got a story here, more Trumpian America.
To think New Orleans, the birthplace of jazz,
yeah.
All this amazing history and culture there, and this fuckhead, it's disgusting.
Yeah, but just a symptom.
Oh, yeah, sure.
Of the Trumpian America.
He's given our fucking nation syphilis.
And here's another one. This is out of Michigan.
Ugh.
Michael Kubek. Of Allen Park, Michigan, called the Popo.
Yes.
A couple days ago.
Oh, man.
When he believes a group of teens knocked over his Trump campaign sign in his yard and runned off.
Fuck you. Put it back up, dickhead. Who cares?
When the police showed up,
oh, God.
The 56-year-old gentleman. Oh.
White guy?
I will describe as white.
Oh, shit.
Was not at home, but the police heard some yelling nearby.
Okay. Uh-oh.
Walked over there and found six kids between 12 and 14 seated on the grass with Kubek screaming and cursing at them.
Right.
And he had a gun.
Oh, good. Wonderful.
He told police he was pissed that he believed the children damaged his sign. He admitted he did not see them do it.
So how the fuck does he know?
These kids said they were headed to a nearby park when he started swearing at them, pulled out a pistol, and ordered them to sit down on a neighbor's lawn.
Oh, my God. Great.
The kids insist they didn't do it. But they said Kubek only got angrier and then held them at gunpoint.
You got to be shitting me. This is crazy.
While his mother, Kubek's mother, who lives on the same block, called police on the little hooligans.
God, somebody needs to call the police on this asshole.
So he admitted to the police that he pointed his gun at the kids to scare them. He said, I was just angry because my house has been egged too. And my Trump signs were pulled down last week.
Grow the fuck up, motherfucker. My house got egged. Let me get my gun.
He told the police that the gun was not loaded, and the officers, when they grabbed the gun from him and arrested him, found that it was not, but that doesn't matter.
It doesn't matter.
He nonetheless has been arrested for felonious assault. You can't hold people at gunpoint.
Oh, wow. Jeez, really?
If they're committing a crime, iffy in some states, if they're on your property, you might be able to use that castle doctrine bullshit.
You know what this makes
But me- this guy, he didn't see the kids do it. He just grabbed a group of kids that were walking by.
This guy sounds like he's mentally fucking ill.
Put him on the lawn.
He's just angry.
There you go.
And you know, didn't we talk about a study on an older episode of Crab Diving? Go to crabdiving.com, go to iTunes, go to Stitcher.
Fuck yeah.
Where we learned that if gun owners are more likely to be assholes, to escalate a situation.
In a situation of stress.
Yes.
If someone is strapping, they are more likely to escalate the situation than not.
Because
they are braver, because they know they got a gun.
Do you think if you're I've never walked around strapped, but do you think if you're if you're strapping it on, do you ever forget that you're strapping it on? Meaning, like, when you get in an argument, it's always in the back of your mind. Well,
right. Oh, yeah,
if this
absolutely.
Gets crazy, I can drop this motherfucker.
Oh, sure. Absolutely. That's the first place your brain goes.
What are we doing?
I mean, the vast majority of people, hopefully, can control that impulse.
Yeah, yeah.
And there are a lot that do, but there are a lot that we're learning that don't. Like this guy. He's got a concealed carry permit.
Right. Oh, great. He should. Hopefully, they'll take it away.
An upstanding citizen with a concealed carry permit.
Yeah.
Who now won't be able to vote.
Think about it. That gun was loaded. Something
Thank
weird
God.
Happens. It goes off, shoots a kid.
Yeah.
Stupid.
I mentioned a little bit of Alex Jones earlier.
Boom.
Alex Jones, we played a couple weeks ago, but
don't egg his house.
He's got a theory, and some idiot was corroborating his theory on his show about, the fact that Hillary Clinton.
Yes.
And surprisingly, Barack Obama.
They both have dicks.
They both smell like rotten meat because, that's obviously a sign that they're demon possessed or demons themselves.
They are surrounded by flies.
I've heard people from the Secret Service say that they can't even be in the same room with her. She smells like a week old Arby's.
Is Michelle Obama's dick, is that also a sign of Satan?
Yes.
You know, you're sick, man. Don't blow your voice out doing this Alex Jones shit.
Well, we have another person.
Yes.
Who seems to be on the meat wagon.
Ooh,
so
yes.
to speak.
Sausage train.
And I mentioned him earlier also, taking a moment from harassing women trying to get health care in Ohio.
I'm on the skin boat.
Wearing his red Make America Great Again hat.
Oh, okay.
Dave Dobenmeyer.
Oh, God, this guy.
Actually, he might be wearing his red Jesus hat.
Oh, yes.
But he has worn Make America Great Again hats.
He's a Trump guy.
Here is David Dobenmeyer, Coach Dave.
What a douche.
The disgraced former high school coach, I believe.
What a fuckhead.
Who's upset and says America hates Christians because no public school will hire him because he forces his team to pray to his Jesus.
And he yells at women walking into Planned Parenthood.
Well, that's what he currently does, yes. And makes YouTube videos.
What a piece of shit.
Here is Dave Dobenmeyer.
Hey.
Talking, I don't know, where is he talking here? He is...
He's in hell, Pat.
Oh, he's on his YouTube channel, which is he turns it in, it's like a Google Hangout. It's
Great.
Usually Coach Dave on a headset and eight other old white guys at the bottom in thumbnail.
Who watches this
And they have
shit?
A weird bizarre,
this
I don't
shit.
Know. But he does it every day. Here's Coach Dave talking about Hillary Clinton and her odoriferousness.
When I first met her, she was filthy, dirty, had greasy hair. You've heard me talk about it. And around her neck, she had hairy legs, hair on under her arms, wearing a muumuu and flip-flops at a formal meet and greet with some rich farmers from Northeast Arkansas. But around her neck, she had a chain, like a dog tag chain, and there was a card on it like a press pass, but it said, proud member of the Communist Party.
Oh, Jesus fucking Christ.
Ah! Wait, there's so much going on here. She had a muumuu on and flip-flops.
And hairy armpits.
Yeah, and hairy legs.
And she was wearing a sign that said, proud member of the Communist Party.
And she was dirty.
Give me a fucking break.
She
like
was
Hillary
dirty.
Clinton in her life has worn anything like that.
First Lady of Arkansas and like...
Communist Party. I'll believe the stinky pussy part before I'm going to believe that she's going to put on wear a card that says proud member of the Communist Party.
She's got a
Who
chain around her neck.
Who the fuck does he think he's talking? How stupid are the people he's talking to?
That watch his Google Hangout?
Right, right.
They are dumb as fuck.
She smelled.
Come on.
Even, and I just thought she smelled because of hygiene. But for years after that, even when we got her cleaned up, Hillary smell. It's a smell. It's a. It's kind of like rotten meat or rotten. It's just an awful odor. And
that's not Coach Dave speaking. That's Larry Nichols, longtime anti-Clinton conspiracy theorist. He's the guy who claims that he worked as a hitman for Bill
what?
And Hillary.
Oh, my. Larry Nichols.
Yeah, he's comes with great credentials and is well thought of in the entire journalistic community. He's a batshit nut job.
Before we got her cleaned up.
I think this is the guy that said he used to get pooned for Hillary.
Oh yeah,
that he used to find women.
Wrangling groupies
for her to
jeez,
who knows what she does with them behind closed
doors. Well, that's
doors.
Less crazy than saying she was walking around with a muumuu and flip flops, not right. shaved. Who knows? She
even today, as recent as maybe a couple 3 months ago, people that went to one of her, you know, rallies where she's talking and ended up getting close to the rope line or whatever. People that know nothing of what I'm telling you say, "God, boy, I tell you, it was terrible. Somebody in her group smelled horrible." It was just over. It's her.
Oh, God.
Now, what is that?
Satan.
Well, I have my opinion of what it is.
All right, what is it?
Well,
in your opinion.
In my opinion, I believe that she's demon-possessed.
There you go.
Oh, my God. Who are these people? Listen to this guy. What do you think it is? Say it.
A couple of stupid, crazy old frauds.
Say it.
You know, scripture talks about the demons have an odor, give off an odor. And now this will make right wing watch, Larry. They'd like to learn.
He's right. He's absolutely right.
What do you mean?
He said this will make right wing watch. That's what I'm playing it from.
Oh, okay. Does it actually say that in the Bible that the devil smells like shit?
Well, I'm sure somewhere it probably says odoriferous. Sulfur. I thought it said they smelled like sulfur or.
Can you imagine?
Who the fuck cares what
We're
the Bible says?
Believe.
It was written by goat herders.
Ah. We're supposed to believe she's walking around at events. She gets a little too. If you're next to the rope, you can actually smell her, but you don't understand it because you don't know she's of Satan. But you're like, oh god, yeah. It smells like shit.
Right. This is the level of quote intellectualism,
hopeless
that we are dealing with.
Hopeless. I mean, for people that watch this show or whatever, this David Dobemeyer shit, there's no hope.
It is.
The only hope is that they die eventually.
Which will happen.
Right.
Most of them sooner rather than later because they're
Does he have any young fans? Do you think
Who?
He has... Dobemeyer. Does he have any young...
Probably a few young zealots, a few crazies. Everybody does. I mean, I would guess, right?
She smells like rotten meat. What kind of meat? Like bad ham or fish? Or
I don't know.
Is it pork?
I don't know. I don't think they've identified the cut.
Why don't they explain it to us what the stench is?
A nice sirloin.
What if I'm walking around? I'm like, oh, it smells like shit, but it's Satan. I just don't know because they haven't explained to me what the fuck it is. What does Satan smell like? Tell me, idiots.
We found out the other day that... that God will punish America if we don't elect Donald Trump. Jim Baker told us so.
Oh, fuck him too.
And his wife Lori eagerly agreed every other word.
I can't hate Lori. She's like, I can't hate her. I can't hate her. I can't. Mm-hmm. I don't know why.
Mm-hmm.
She's horrendous. She probably has horrendous politics and it's racist and all that shit.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
She's charming.
Well, from the Jim Baker show.
Oh, we've got Jim Baker clips?
Well, we have a guest highlighted here on Jim Baker.
Do we have Lori?
Come on. Do you think if she's sitting on that panel, we don't have Lori somewhere in the background?
Be honest. I do, too. I care more about Lori than Jim Baker in these clips. She's far more entertaining.
Sure.
She's upstaging Jim.
Right. It's like Terry on the 700 Club. She's far more charming and fun.
Oh, yeah.
You could sit and maybe have fun talking to them, not those assholes they work for.
Oh, God.
These are Don and Mary Colbert,
Bye.
Who are activists and evangelicals,
Ooh.
Supporters of Trump in Florida.
Oh, yeah, baby. In the panhandle.
And...
Fuck you.
Here they are joining
Florida, which is going to go Hillary, right?
Hopefully, yeah. It's looking that way, but we'll see.
Yeah.
But certain indicators are leading that way, despite Trump saying, we're winning, we're winning.
Right.
Here is the self-proclaimed prophet, Mary Colbert, Don Colbert, evangelicals.
I'm taking the abortion issue because
this is Jim Baker opening the clip.
It's been off the table, really. In America, it's just a given, you know, but it's not a given with me. It's not a given with God. I know abortion will bring America down if we don't do something about it.
That is why we are going down. That is why we are going down.
And a judgment is about.
That's why these homosexuals are getting married. Who's That's going why down? These blacks have equal rights.
Right. Who is this going down? What is her name? Is this the...
this is Mary Colbert.
They're self-proclaimed prophets.
Oh, yeah, wait.
About to come to America.
One thing during this thing you were talking about, when I, during this prayer, one day in the prayer, the Holy Spirit impressed me.
It would impress
me, too.
The
Holy Spirit impressed her. What does that mean?
I'll tell you what it means. All of a sudden, God appears out of the ether. You're not going to be impressed?
Was the Holy Spirit wearing, like, new Nikes or something?
You were impressed.
He had a beautiful watch.
He had a nylon jumpsuit on.
Pulled in a new Porsche. Seriously, what?
I don't know.
Italian suit.
During this prayer, one day in the prayer, the Holy Spirit impressed me. I don't want to be a bearer of bad news, but I want to be a bearer of preparation.
Oh, here we go.
God doesn't do anything without telling his prophets first, right? That's the way it is. He tells them so that they can tell. And this is what he said to me. He said, Mary, he said, you know, Donald Trump is going to be your next president. But if you think your problems are over, they will have just begun.
Right.
Now, that shook me.
There she is.
It really shook me. Because we're all like striving. We can just get Donald Trump elected, you know. Woo, we can all sigh of relief.
We can all sigh of relief because he's going to send the police into the inner cities to beat the shit out of those black people and make sure they know
how stupid
that we don't have to be nice to them anymore. Yes.
How stupid is this audience?
Oh, it's agonizing, stupid. Right?
Did you hear her explain what a prophet was or why she's a prophet? Well, that's just the way it is. God tells us and we tell you, stupid.
Right? She goes on and on and on. God. I'm going to skip to Jim a little while. That was the main part of the clip.
Right.
She's predicting that God told her that Trump is going to be our next president.
With a little contribution from Lori. Did you hear that?
But God told her Trump is going to be the next president. So
how did God tell her?
He impressed her somewhere.
Hello, prophet.
Something. He impressed her something.
Glitter bomb.
She was impressing out of her whatever.
Oh, yeah.
Praise God, it's happy days are here again. And this is kind of what the impression I got. Remember when George W. Bush was elected and within 10 months we had 9/11?
Yes.
He said what's coming is going to make 9/11 look like a picnic.
Oh my God.
Lori likes
that's
that
Lori,
one.
Right?
Picnic.
Right. Who the fuck would say...
I have a tray of Xanax at my picnic.
Who would ever describe a picnic? It's a bad analogy. It's going to make 9/11 look like a picnic.
A picnic, right?
What's a weird
What's
picnic?
Coming is going to make 9/11 look like a picnic. Now, God. Mark Taylor... Because now God's positioning Donald Trump in position... So that he can help us.
Why is if God does God fuck with us or does God not fuck with us?
I don't know.
Does God intervene or does God
Burn
not?
Hail.
If God really wanted to intervene,
yes.
Why does not Hillary Clinton just fall over dead?
And why? Why would
and God's, all of the Democrats in the country fall over dead?
Yeah. And why would God's prophet be such a mumble mouth? Why would God's prophet be so? She's so ill-spoken.
Ambien.
She's positioned. Did you hear her statement? God is positioning Trump.
Right, missionary.
In a position.
Yeah, maybe reverse cowgirl.
Oh, yeah. Is that what it is?
Yeah, yeah.
From behind.
Through what's coming. If Hillary's in there, we're gone. What's coming,
it's judgment. We're out from under grace. It's judgment.
It's judgment.
I want all these people taxed, by the way. God damn it. If any of these fuckers... All over this. I put a story up today. We'll get to this one too. But a Catholic church put something in their programs.
Oh, God. Is this in San Diego?
Yeah. We'll get to that in a second. Let me finish this clip.
But Mark Taylor, back about 6 months ago, and I should get him on the phone.
Yeah, I'm done with this. Let me skip forward to when Jim talks.
The prophet
much more fun.
Sucks. The shittiest prophet ever. She sucks.
Well, you know, she said impression. That's her fallback.
Yes. It was just impression.
If Hillary schlongs him on Tuesday, thank God this is over soon, by the way. If Hillary schlongs him on Tuesday, then you know, their impression is going to be, we're going to sell more dried soup.
Absolutely.
Because God told us the apocalypse is coming if you put a vagina in the chair.
Over 30 million.
30 million.
That's what I'd heard.
Are you all listening? Oh my God. I am so shocked. My dear friends.
The average age of the front row in Jim Baker Dinner Theater is 75. And I swear to you, I am not exaggerating.
Did you hear him? Did you hear him scream just now?
I'm concerned for the audience. That's why I looked to the audience to see how many people were grabbing their chests and motioning for the defibrillator. They probably, you know, they have a waiter light at some. They probably have a defibrillator light or an oxygen light.
Are you guys listening? Did you hear him?
Jim Baker waking up the crowd. He might have seen five or six dozing.
Calm down, Jimmy.
Some of the audience might need their nap.
You know, I got a problem with Jim Baker. You're going to let this idiot be a prophet? Dude. You're Jim motherfucking Baker. Why can't you be the prophet?
They're helping him sell soup. What does he care? He can't talk for that long every day.
He doesn't care.
My dear friends have endorsed the other side. Mm. I'm talking about people I know. I'm talking about pastors who's supposed to be the most godly men in America for years have been voting in favor of abortion, and you know it. Some of them are your friends, too. You probably even treat some of them. Sorry, doctor. But they...
I'll be preaching to them.
I'll be preaching to them.
And listen to that idiot prophet. Well, I want to know who they are.
Right. We want them on a list.
God. She's the most irritating prophet I've ever fucking met.
It's missing.
No, but she... No.
Very involved.
Woo! I'll tell you what. Almost the biggest portion of even evangelical churches today are standing up with abortion for abortion.
Yeah. No, they're standing up against the man that's going to annihilate the planet if he gets in the big chair.
Talking about an abortion.
The one issue.
Yeah.
If you're a one issue voter and that one issue is abortion, you're a fucking idiot. I respect the abortion thing is the one thing, the only thing, honestly, my brain has worked on this.
Yes.
It's the only thing on that side I can kind of understand. I vehemently disagree with their belief, but I can understand if you believe that the second load meets egg.
That's life.
Is instant life.
Yes.
I can see your fervency in thinking that is murder. I disagree.
When does a fetus talk?
We're not going to argue about that because I agree with you.
But
I can see the fervency on their side if you believe that unscience.
Yes.
Unscientific view. That's it. That's the only view I can relate to on the right
at all. Donald Trump's ignoring that first strike.
But if that's your one issue, you're a fucking idiot. If you're willing to let the whole country sink, you're willing to let war start, you're willing to let black people be pummeled into obedience, you're willing
that's not very Jesus-like.
For homosexuals to be thrown in jail.
And if Donald Trump blows up the planet, think of all those dead fetuses. How are you going to feel then, stupid?
Well, I don't care about
guy shoving a coat hanger through the fucking earth.
So I don't, to be this one issue voter, to say that he knows pastors, I think those are the pastors with a tiny bit of scruples, the ones who were never Trumpers. They're saying, look, we can't be this full of bullshit. Not Pat Robertson, not this guy, not Coach Dave, not those whores.
God.
But there are some of these crazy pastors, who are, I guess, less crazy, that are actually never Trumpers. But not a lot.
Oh, yeah.
Because they see dollar signs.
Oh, fuck yeah.
Abortion for abortion. And it is I'm telling you, judgment is coming.
It is
coming. Something's coming.
Fuck you.
And I'll tell you what, you better pray and hold on for the next few weeks.
Amen.
Because during this election period, and not in, this is just for me, something big could happen. I think our enemies are going to try something. I don't know why they've got their nose in our election, but...
Does he know about a false flag that's going to happen? Does he know about some horrible terrorist
attack? He's like Giuliani.
That's going to happen in the next few days so that the country coalesces around Trump because they're wetting their pants so much?
You know what the problem is with this ensemble that I'm listening to? Yeah. Everybody's talking over each other.
Well, Jesus, the spirit works within them. You can't shut the spirit up, man.
We need to remind them that Jim Baker is the star.
The poobah.
Jim Baker's a star. You guys are supporting, so shut the fuck up.
Lori gets to interrupt him.
Yeah, Lori's important.
Yeah.
I'll tell you what. The world does not like the United States of America.
Not right.
Right. Oh, yeah, yeah.
Because we're fucking assholes.
Correct,
and
stupid.
Since George W. and Dick Cheney continued are shitting upon the Mideast.
Light us into
why
a war.
Why wouldn't they hate us?
We bombed the fuck out of them.
That's why, you know, the rest of the world.
And continue to.
Some of these political cartoons I see from the rest of the world, they're laughing their asses off at us, kind of, because us Democrats, insane people, are squealing about Putin getting involved in our election when they're like, you've got to be fucking kidding me. What have you been doing for 50, 60 fucking years?
Isn't that what the CIA does?
Well, right. Right.
You're right. I never thought about it like that.
We have papers of them speculating how they could kill Castro by like putting poison in his beard dye.
Is that true?
Seriously.
In his beard dye.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Holy shit.
Shit like that. The CIA was speculating on how to kill Castro.
Oh, my God.
And we've been involved in regime change up to yesterday.
Right.
So we should shut the fuck up about squealing about Putin,
but
is what the rest of the world is saying.
But we're big white hypocrites, so, you know.
Well, we agree with them, though.
Yes.
We shouldn't have been doing that in the first place either.
Oh, yeah,
we should keep our big schnozzes where it don't belong in the rest of the world. If someone needs help, that's one thing.
Well,
but not because
not
we want
really.
To spread democracy. You remember George Bush? With his big white Woody saying he's going to spread the white semen of democracy over those savages of Iraq.
I'm going to need some goggles.
How'd that go? And then we're going to take their oil.
And by the way, if people need help, Africa can fuck off.
Oh, well,
they're black.
Yeah, they don't have oil. Then they don't have oil, yeah.
Not right now.
But you want to give...
But he said what he saw...
Yeah,
what
go
he
ahead.
Saw, he said he heard the voice say...
her prophecy's not done.
He saw two stars fall from heaven. And the earth shook. And he told me that he just called me.
That sounds like mushrooms. I've seen similar.
It sounds like.
Right?
Yeah.
Mushrooms, maybe?
Yeah, yeah. It sounds like that the prophet doesn't have her speech together. She doesn't have her thoughts together on the end of the world, which to me would be the most important message she's ever going to deliver. She's on the stage. She's on the powdered soup stage. And she's fumbling. She doesn't know what the fuck she's talking about.
And they always end up. Did you notice that she did the same thing that he did?
Yes.
The last time we played a Jim Baker clip when he said he had a prophecy that nukes might happen.
Right.
But then by the time he was done talking about the prophecy, it was somebody else's prophecy. Remember?
Oh, yeah.
He was kind of like, I saw it on the internet and I saw these other prophets who were saying that there's going to be nukes after the election.
Well, that's interesting.
Here in America.
So
now she's doing the same thing. She started off saying, I got impressed by the Holy Spirit.
Yeah.
And now she's saying, well, this other guy... This other prophet, and that's who she's been quoting the rest of this
What
time.
Kind of fucking prophet are you if you don't value your own prophecy
They're
over somebody else's?
Frauds. They're liars. Because then she can, that's their buffer.
Yeah.
Then when it doesn't happen what they prophesy, then they can just say, well, you know, that reverend obviously was not speaking to the Lord.
Why wasn't God clear about the prophecy? If you're going to go to the trouble
Mysterious
to have a prophet. You know what I mean?
That's why we need...
It's the fucking point.
That's why we need people like Jim Baker to translate the Lord for us.
Oh, yes.
And Pat Robertson to go up to his summer house and
convene with
the Lord. Right? Isn't that what he does?
Oh, sure. He talks to Jesus.
In fact, in the last clip we played, there was another guy sitting on the stage, one of these end timers.
Oh, yeah.
Love it. Lance Wallnau, remember that name? He was sitting there.
He's a loon.
Well, here's his prediction.
Bleh.
The Lord spoke unto him the other day.
Oh, did he really?
And here is Lance Wallnau.
How's the Lord doing?
The Facebook or on something. Talking about the World Series, the upcoming World Series.
Oh, really?
Fuck yeah, go Cubs.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, I tend to think that the Lord could prophesy through anything, and sometimes he's speaking to us and we're even missing it. And, you know, the Cubs have had a curse on them for so long. I'm looking forward to that curse being broken. But then I'm thinking, now don't stone the prophets here. But I'm thinking, isn't Cleveland like where the Republican convention was? And isn't Obama rooted and based in the Chicago political machine?
Uh-oh.
What's he getting at?
There might be Obama taint on the Cubs.
What?
Could this be, in fact, in a curious way, the Chicago-based Democratic Party stronghold operating through Chicago and also Cleveland, both coming up at the same time? Isn't it strange that it's Cleveland and Chicago in competition? I just thought of this tonight. Now, I really wanted, I wanted Chicago to win tonight simply because of the self-esteem issue of all those people in their home field. You know, you want to see them win. You don't want to see them lose, right? So I'm rooting for them. But I got a feeling that Cleveland might win just because I think the Cleveland National Convention is a prophetic statement, and Chicago was the one city where the corruption of the Clinton machine organizing mobs to produce violence was so disastrous that Trump couldn't do his meeting there. So I think it's a certain poetic justice. Somebody will be upset with me, I know, because they're Chicago fans, but I would suggest to you that I think Cleveland might win simply because Chicago was naughty. And the
God is going to smack the Cubs down and make them not win the World Series because Chicago was naughty and doesn't want Donald Trump as its president.
In what way is Chicago naughty? Because it's
well, you heard him. He said
the Dems.
Yeah, they organized the violence to keep Trump from having his rally. And don't forget Obama's from there.
God damn it.
But I would suggest to you that I think Cleveland might win simply because Chicago was naughty and the spirit over Chicago has been disobedient and has been. And so I don't think they're going to be winning this year.
So that was him. This is Right Wing Watch. That was him the other day. Here's a prophet. This is a self-proclaimed prophet. He was sitting on Jim Baker's show the other day slinging soup saying, I have prophesied that we're going to get fucked if Hillary Clinton becomes president.
God damn, this guy's a fucking asshole.
Well, he's wrong. The Cubs won.
Yeah, what do you say about that?
So, well, here we go. This is typical.
Oh, he explains it.
Oh, yeah. This is typical Christian fraud bullshit. Here is Lance Wall now after the Cubs won the World Series.
Fuck you.
All right, look, let's talk about this. I wasn't so enthusiastic about the Cubs, and I'll tell you why. Because it was Chicago. I associate Chicago with the Democratic Party and the Obama machine. I can't help it. I'm being political. Cleveland, on the other hand, was where Trump had his rally. I was rooting for Cleveland. I make no bones about it. I was looking for Cleveland. But you see, the Indians are playing on a field. It's the progressive field.
See, no, he is...
Oh, it was progressive field.
Yeah. What? He's not even saying he was wrong. And he said, I was rooting for the Indians. He said they're going to win because there were shenanigans. He didn't say, God, I want them to win. He even said in this previous video we just fucking played that his emotional favorite was the Cubs, but he knows that they're not going to win because of the evil Muslim president that they sent and the fact that evil Shillery Killery prevented Trump
what
from
a
speaking
fucking asshole.
There.
This guy is full of such shit.
So now he's spinning it. There are people that buy this. They're going to be like, oh, Reverend Wall now. You're right.
So did Jesus, like, help Chris Bryant field that final grounder and toss it to Rizzo?
Absolutely.
It's the progressive field. You see the problem? Republicans can't win the way we're organized against the progressives. Maybe I'm reading.
So the Republicans
can't
win.
What the fuck is he
talking
about?
The Republicans can't win as we're organized against the progressives.
Is he drunk?
Somehow means that the Indians lost to the Cubs.
Listen.
Somehow the Indians were the Republicans, which is the team that has the racist symbol. It's so wrong. It's so wrong.
Oh, my God.
And his only justification is that the Republicans had their convention there.
God damn.
This is so batshit. It's so crazy.
This guy.
These conspiracy theorists.
Can't believe this shit, right? He just wants to say something that's relative to the World Series, so he sounds relevant, or maybe he believes it.
He had to sit and think about this one. I mean,
he doesn't even explain it.
How do you spin that yesterday you said Cleveland's going to win because God? And then today you say, well, you know, I was just rooting for Cleveland, but progressive field.
Why doesn't he just say, I'm a prophet. There was music playing. I misheard God.
And progressive field is owned by an evil insurance company. It's not, the Democrats did not buy the stadium. It's not a liberal.
It's called progressives for the wrong fucking reasons, you fuckhead.
For the polar opposite of what progressives stand for. It's a giant evil corporation.
And by the way, way to suck the fun out of the fucking game, you dick.
Yeah.
You fuckhead. Keep your religion out of my Chicago Cubs. Suck a dick.
Getting into it. But here's the deal.
Fuck you.
Cleveland, I wanted to win. Chicago, I didn't. But then I thought about it. 108 years of losing. 1908, the Azusa Street Revival. The year of the revival of Azusa was the last year Chicago won.
This is some Jesus thing he's talking about.
Now they finally have broken the curse. They called it a curse. The curse of the Bambino or something.
No, the curse of the Bambino.
The Bambino, it's the Boston Yankees thing.
Yankees thing.
You fucking idiot.
It's the goat curse, you asshole.
You don't know what you're talking about.
Know your demons. That you're battling against.
Hey, this guy is so ponderous, too. Do you hear how he's laying out his stupid fucking points?
He's got followers and people that buy his books.
Ugh.
And he's a big old star on Jim Baker's show.
Dick.
Show, right?
Yes.
They have broken the curse. They called it a curse. The curse of the Bambino or something. Because they gave away their key player in 1908. And they never got victory back. So the question is this in any way prophetic that Cleveland and Chicago played and Chicago won? Well, if I was being spooky spiritual, I'd say that's an omen that Hillary might win the election. But the
forget the polls that say Hillary's going to win the election. This is an omen.
Dude, this is the most irritating motherfucker. He's the most irritating prophet, right? That other prophet?
You thought you said she had the title for like 10 minutes.
this guy is killing me.
You've wrestled the title away from her like Vanessa Williams getting caught beaver bumping.
Oh, yes.
And you've taken the tiara away from her. And now you're giving it to Lance Walnut.
I never would have taken Vanessa's tiara.
As the most irritating prophet.
God,
the thought of it is so distasteful to me.
Fuck you.
That I prefer to think of this as Chicago, the Windy City, is now suddenly going to be the symbolic place where the curse is reversed and a fresh wind is blowing.
Fuck you.
Oh, I got wind for you to blow.
Oh, yeah. Eat a dick.
A fresh wind across the land, and as Azusa Street came in 1908, a fresh spiritual resurgence is coming to the church, and the curse is breaking off of our cities and off of America. Oh. And the long-standing losing streak is changing because this is a year of jubilee.
What?
If Trump goes into the White House, he'll be 70 when he's inaugurated. 70 is the number for jubilee. 70 is exactly the number of years since.
Oh, God.
Fuck you.
I'm done. This is where they get into that bullshit number thing, right? You know, it was Hosea had 14 daughters and 7 of them had slept with goats.
You know, it's kind of funny. This makes me think of, do you remember that little clip on the news where the weatherman is following the sports reporter and he says, well, here's something. The weather guy's like, well, here's something kind of strange. You notice the temperature? You notice the temperature, the high today? And she's like, oh, it's 69 degrees. And then the weather guy goes, yes, 69 degrees. The same number as that football player you just mentioned. And she goes, oh, yes, number 69. And then the weatherman says, it's an omen. I'm going to have 69 sex. God, do you remember that? That's the best clip.
No, I do. Yeah, yeah.
I'm sorry. I didn't mean to go into that whole thing. But sure, funny.
Yeah, I remember him bringing brought the newscast to a complete halt.
God, this guy is so fucking irritating. And how dare you? How dare you fucking sully the Cubs championship with your Sky God nonsense?
All right.
Your drivel. Eat a dick, dude.
We've only got a few minutes left here on the big taped show since we're still not going out live.
But, live on tape.
You'll be able to hear us as a podcast. We'll be out tickling everybody's ear holes in about an hour. Nobody's hearing this, so I'll edit this out. I've got a story here of some more good Christians.
This
is Faithless Friday.
Oh, my God. Can we outlaw Jesus? Is that a thing we can do?
This is a church in Oregon called the New Creation Church in Hillsboro, Oregon.
Hand me my rattlesnake.
And
these people sound bananas.
They're trying to recruit people for their worship team.
What do they do in this team?
I don't know. I'm not really sure. I think they go out and worship. I think they go out and hold rallies and get people to worship. And
they got a crack team of worshipers.
Well, they're under fire, and they ended up removing their call for worship team. And specifically the post worship team guidelines.
Oh, geez.
That had been posted on their website.
Rules.
Because at one point it says, oh my God, among other typical rules.
Yes.
Church, speaking in tongues, like you have to be able to speak in tongues.
Oh, apparently. I can do that.
A little farther down. It said, quote, no excessive weight. Weight is something that many people have to deal with. Make sure that you are taking care of your temple, exercising, and eating properly.
Hey, you're on the team, you know.
No fatties.
How ridiculous.
We want a worship team that can look the best they can.
Yes.
Remember that the way we look is of utmost importance. We are the first thing the congregation sees. People do judge by appearance. We never get a second chance to make that first impression. Please be sure that your style and clothing bring honor and glory to God.
What? Huh? What do I got to wear?
And it isn't excessive and doesn't draw unnecessary attention to yourself.
Well, wait. What do they mean? No pleats? Do I wear pleats or no pleats?
No titties hanging out for the ladies.
Oh, really?
And no moose knuckle on the dudes.
What?
I'm assuming. Although, they're probably pro-moose knuckle. These are Christians.
Oh, right.
That's virility.
They just care about the chicks.
Look at the big dick on pastor.
Oh, God.
Since you are interested in this area of ministry, we want you to be encouraged and know that our desire is to see you fulfill all God has called you to do and be.
You're disgusting.
As part of the worship team, we have specific guidelines that we have established for our team to work together and to be the best that we can be.
I'm the knob polisher.
Please read this carefully. You must be 100% in agreement.
Okay.
For you to flow with our team.
Flow? Jeez.
And in order.
Lay down the plastic.
For the anointing to flow through you.
Here we go.
Apparently, it's like fat people's veins. The flow is occluded.
Oh, right. Bend over.
Not all fat people have occluded veins, I guess.
Right.
So there you go. They remove that post.
It's bananas. It's insane.
The
worship team.
One member of the church said, well, it's funny. This has anything to do with our church. If anybody looked at our worship team, they would see they aren't all skinny. And then another person says, in fact, our worship leader has weight issues. So their pastor there is overweight.
Well, yeah, man. I mean, they're just trying to get all the team on the same page. Their team.
In a church leader's report on whether fat people should lead worship, Jeff Surratt, a former Saddlebrook church pastor, said when it comes to ministry, a singer's weight shouldn't matter more than their gift. So they're talking about, they're speculating about whether we should have any fat ones up there.
How fucking shitty. I thought this whole Jesus shit, you were inclusive and whatever, and say you're overweight. I'm overweight. I can't sing alto in the goddamn church choir. Are you fucking kidding me?
The church leader, who apparently is a little plumpy, said those guidelines aren't enforced anymore.
Right. What is he, a bear, a daddy, an otter? What is he?
They also said, don't come to church with wet hair. If you wear makeup, put it on. It's not negative.
My wet hair? What the fuck? I get out of the shower. I rush to church. God doesn't want to fucking talk to me.
So somewhere at churchleaders.com, they posted a report on whether fat people should lead worship. And they wrote, unfortunately, I've seen many talented singers and musicians who have the job but not the gift to lead worship. They have the right guitar, the right scarf, and the right hair. They carry the appropriate weight and are always tastefully dressed, but without the gift. The experience is always staged. No amount of lighting, fog, or digital processing.
Fog! Are you making this up?
Can manufacture genuine worship. Real corporate worship is a mysterious spiritual connection
that flows
from God through the gifted leaders. Jesus. The question isn't weight,
yes,
height, gender, or race. The question is gifting.
Oh, my God.
So This report, this apparently this church in Oregon did not follow this report, which
somebody
says,
type that.
Let the heavies in.
Somebody composed that.
They apparently had a meeting and a report about it.
Okay, let's say you have a second tenor in the choir. He's very talented. Sure. He's a little fat, little tubby. Why don't you turn on the fog machine to hide him?
Right, mirrors.
What about that?
Something.
God damn it.
We got to go, ladies and gentlemen. Thanks for joining us this Faithless Friday.
Oh, yes.
We're back. We're here every goddamn weekday, 2 to 4 p.m. Pacific, kind of. 5 to 7 Eastern live. Don't forget iTunes, Stitcher, crabdiving.com. Ryan's going to be doing some comedy somewhere soon. Find out where and when. Go to his Twitter feed at Radar Comedy, his Instagram at Radar Comedy, or RadarComedy.com.
Follow the very funny Patrick Vile on Twitter or Instagram at Vile Experience. Oh, so freaking Vile.
Have a great weekend, everybody.
TTFN.
Thank you for listening to Crab Diving. Catch the crabs on Facebook. Facebook.com/crabdiving and on Twitter and Instagram @crabdiving.